Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
34 after the hour, Mr. Wonderful here. It's good to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having our good buddy Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. He's a principal in the Meyer Group, which is a consulting firm that helps companies all over the world have the maximum opportunity to be successful. He's the author of two of my favorite books, Warp Speed Growth, and one you hear me talking about all the time. Folks, all the times that you hear me talking about how small business owners can create and dominate new markets, well, all that stuff I got from Peter Meyer in his book, Creating and Dominating New Markets. And as you know, I speak about it many times, even when he's not here. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I should stop talking now. You're doing a great job for me. Thank you.
Well, seriously, I do. I mean, no week goes by that in some conversation that I have with folks on the show, do I not think about small businesses creating and dominating new markets? And it's the reason I like to keep saying it, Peter, is because this is something that's not that intuitive for small businesses. They don't think about being able to dominate. They still don't realize the power that they have as a small business, and they actually could dominate. And of course, dominate is a relative term. You know, you don't have to dominate the world. You could dominate your block, right, Peter?
You dominate a market. It can be small and can be large. The key point is that you are the king player in it. And if you create the market, you automatically dominate it. So there's no reason not to create a market, even if it's just in a community.
That's exactly right. And so what I want to do, and what you do in your book, is give people the idea, get it into their head, that they actually can do this. And if you can dominate anything, you can dominate other things. And so I really like to get small business owners to focus on that. And Peter, one of the things that helps small business owners have the ability to do what we just said is technology. Would you agree with me that you couldn't have written this book 25 years ago?
The book would have been entirely different 25 years ago in some cases, because certainly the examples are very...
For small business, this book wouldn't have meant anything, I think, 25 years ago.
I think it'd be very, very different 25 years ago. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But, you know, technology is something that has been with us for a long time. I mean, we used, maybe not you and I personally, but our ancestors used clubs to whack on things. And that was a technology.
I grew up on a farm. I used a couple of clubs.
and I occasionally want to use a club on current technology, like a computer in front of me. But since I went to your sponsor, IBM, I haven't had that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, they fixed you up, didn't they?
They did. They actually do use IBM computers now. They're very good.
But yeah, they are.
The need to understand technology has been with us since well before the need to understand how small business works. And it's going to continue with us. We need to understand what to do about it.
Do you think small business owners do not maximize technology enough that they don't really understand it as much as they should?
I think that you're right about that. And I think that I was reading a book about this last week. I actually do read books that you and I have not read. I was reading a book about this last week, and I know I was thinking that the real issue is not understanding individual technologies like the IBM computer in front of me, but more understanding why the technology matters and what to do with it and how to evaluate it. Because the skill of evaluation and making technology relevant will far transcend any individual technologies that you and I or any of our listeners buy today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that strikes me as being the real place to go. And that's what was most important to me about the book and what I want to talk about this morning.
Say that again. I'd like to hear that again.
I think that the technologies that you and I buy today and tomorrow are important, and each of our listeners buy is important. Our ability to understand how to evaluate that technology and invest correctly in any technology is even more important and will transcend any investment decisions we make today for individual technologies.
Well, when you and I first started, I don't know about you, but I started working with computers 30 years ago. And I had my first PC 25 years ago. And in those days, we didn't have a lot of choices, did we? But
no,
now we have lots of choices, and therefore, that begets shelfware, doesn't it?
Yes.
Tell us what shelfware is.
And I have a lot of really nice, expensive paperweights from those decisions, too.
It's things that it's technology that you saw and you thought would be really cool, and
yes,
you bought it, and you never used it because you didn't know how to implement it.
Yes. My wife pointed out.
Your wife points it out. I bet she does, yeah? Hey, I have one of those, too. Stand by. Quick break, 22. We're going to talk some more about how to evaluate the technology that we use in our small businesses. Peter Meyer is our guest. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth.
I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need.
Back at 17 till. A little Foreigner for you. Peter Meyer is our guest, and as I mentioned earlier, he's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter, give us your website, please.
Well, my website is www.meyergrp.com. Or you just go to the title of the book, Creating and Dominating New Markets.com. Either one will get you there.
All right. Check that out. And there's a lot of good stuff on there on Peter's website, too, folks, that will help you. I hope you'll go there. Peter, you're trying to help us. Hope we can learn from you on this, how to evaluate technology for our small businesses. You were saying earlier that you thought that's one of the keys to success in the future in the 21st century is to be able to evaluate. And what you mean, I think, is that we've got all these choices and not all of them are right for us.
I think that is part of it. And in this book, which, by the way, is called Technology Challenged by Miguel
Aznar. Who wrote it?
Miguel Aznar, A-Z-N-A-R. Uh-huh. You can get it on Amazon.
Technology Challenge?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's our book review for the day, folks.
Not a description of me. That's the title of the book. The point that he makes is that when you do an evaluation correctly, you get two other benefits besides a good PC or a good tool. You get better communication with people who are important to you because you discuss with them what matters. And one of the things you discuss, the second point, is what your values are. So if you can communicate and discuss what's important to you with the people who you rely on, then they have a better chance of being able to do the right work with you and for you in the future. So that conversation should occur with your vendors, your employees, your customers.
What if we're making decisions, though, and we don't have anybody to talk to? You know, that's how a lot of small business owners, maybe they talk to their people, you know, their own people, but they don't really know. They don't really know anybody that they can actually have that kind of a conversation with. How do we do?
You know,
how do we handle that?
Sometimes I find those conversations with myself are the most important. When I have stopped and asked myself, "Well, what really matters here?" Mm-hmm. I learn a lot more than about the technology.
Right.
I learned about how to choose this one and the next one and the next one. And that's important because, as I point out in the book, most technologies that we invest in, we're investing in a lot more infrastructure around it than we are in technology itself.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a PC, you're spending at least 10 times as much of the cost of the PC for the wiring, the software, everything else that goes with it.
Right.
If you buy a tool for your business that's not a PC, but any other kind of technology tool, the same thing is true. You spend a lot more around it than
including the people time.
Including the people, including your own time.
Mm-hmm.
If you counted up the number of hours you spent on a technology device and compared that to the cost of the device, chances are that the product you bought was a small, small part of the expense.
How should you, if you're considering a new technology, a new software program or something like that, how much due diligence should you do with people who already are using the technology that may be, maybe a peer? Is that a good idea?
It is a great idea, and I think it's important to find out what they thought was important before they bought it and then again after they bought it. What
did it live up to their expectations?
Did it do for them what they thought they wanted is important, and what they wanted itself is important. Now, if you buy a tool and I buy a tool and we want different things from it, we're going to have different evaluations. And just you saying to me it was a great tool doesn't matter as much as my asking,
right,
well, why did you want it?
Right. How are you using it? How did it integrate with everything else you have? That sort of thing.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kind of questions that I think are just as important as did the darn thing work?
Don't a lot of people who sell technology have sort of reviews by customers that you can read? Aren't those good things to go and find?
Absolutely. And if it's a PC-type technology, like we've been talking about, I'll often go to the online reviews, which are not customers but independent reviewers.
Right.
But I'll always, and boy, this came out so strong in the book, I'll always want to stop and say, what matters to me? You know, is it really important to me to have all the whistles and bells, and which whistles and bells matter, and why do they matter to me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I need to start the evaluation.
Well, and also,
important, it may not matter in the end.
Don't we need to, when we're buying technology for our business, don't we need to lose the new car buying emotion? You know, a lot of times we buy things on an automobile that we don't need because we just want them. Don't we need to make sure that, you know, an automobile is kind of like our car. We don't really count. I mean, like our home, we don't really count on it that much for ROIs. It's a feel good kind of thing. But shouldn't our technology have a little more ROI where we scrutinize it a little bit more than we do when we're buying an automobile?
Well, of course, if it's one of your sponsors, you just buy it without thinking.
That's exactly right. You buy plenty of those, yeah.
But if it's not your sponsor, yes, you definitely want to look at the cost for the product over a period of time, not at the flash you get today. And I tend to think that what you want to look at is the cost over years and the benefit over a year or less.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you know, if you look at the cost over 10 years compared to the benefit over 1 year, it makes it hard to buy things.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be smart. Maybe I'm spending too much money and too much of my time buying the wrong things. I should be instead investing in my business growth.
Right. Should we also be looking at the way the marketplace is headed? For example, you know, wireless. We're going to take a break in a second, but when we come back, I'm going to tell a little wireless story on myself when I bought my first wireless laptop.
Sure.
And we're going to do that right after these messages with our good friend Peter Meyer. And his website is MeyerGRP.com. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven. You can find out more about the things that we do. You can listen to the show three different ways, live replay and archived. Even if you're on the radio, listening on the radio, you can go back and listen to some of these interviews over. I know you're going to want to go back and listen to anything Peter Meyer says over and over again. You can do that on our website. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Peter's website is creatinganddominatingnewmarkets.com. That's where you can find out more about his books. Peter, I was talking about how much should you take into consideration some decisions, it seems to me, are made on technology the way the marketplace is headed. When I bought I've owned laptops for a long time, but about 4 years ago, I bought a laptop, an IBM T30, and I had the option of adding wireless. And I thought, well, I don't have wireless, and I don't know really how to use wireless. But I'd been hearing smart people like you talk about wireless, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get the one that I can add it later. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's just a couple $100, $150 or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and get this thing wireless ready just in case. Well, you know what? before it came in, I'd already decided three different ways that I could use wireless. And so I was glad I went ahead and made it happen. And everyone I bought since then have been wireless automatic. And I can't imagine buying a laptop these days without getting wireless. So should we look at where the market's going when we buy these things and maybe even over-design for that?
I think the answer is that the market goes in a lot of directions that in the end don't matter. You may remember ISDN was something we're all supposed to buy. And as far as I can tell today, ISDN still stands for I still don't need it.
except if you're in the broadcast business, you can't do without ISDN.
Well, there's a specific niche out there, right? But in general, for small businesses, I think there's a lot of technologies that we have to ask ourselves, what is the cost to install and maintain it, not just the cost to buy it. Now, the cost to buy Wi-Fi and just put it in the computer was small.
Right.
The cost to put your network in was substantial. Your decision really wasn't about the Wi-Fi for the computer. It was the Wi-Fi for the network, wasn't it?
And the potential that I had, the potential opportunity that it provided.
Yes. And so what I get from Aznar's book, which I think is good, is take a look at the big picture, the infrastructure, and why it matters that you have it, and then make the decisions. And the cost of $150 in the, you know, the big picture, big deal. Yeah, it's the cost of a PC, not a big deal.
Right.
Cost for putting the network in place, that's what to look at.
Right. Which in this particular case wasn't that much, especially when you understand that all of our peers now in the operation can use that one wireless hub. Mm-hmm. And so it works out pretty well. That turns out to be a really good investment, but you know, other decisions might not, maybe, you know, not so much.
Exactly. And then the question is, how do you evaluate? And Aznar has a whole chapter on it, but I think the key question is to look at what's important to you overall and then attach the technologies to that. And it could be a technology like a PC. It could be a technology like air flight. What do I want to fly or not fly? Well, that's a technology decision to a certain extent, fly versus drive. For me, for instance, drive versus fly to L.A. is about the same amount of time now. Because of security. And so the question is, what do I value? How do I value it? And that makes my choice about driving versus flying to Los Angeles or the Los Angeles environs. It's the key question to me is not whether any individual technology decision will work or not work, but whether I have in place the patterns to make the right decisions.
And can your organization, is your organization trained and structured and managed so that it can take full advantage of this technology investment?
I think that's a good question, or in my case, is my organization train and structure me. But yes, as a group, we have to understand the values and why we're making choices so that we can all make better choices as individuals, as part of the organization. No question.
Well, and folks, as we wrap up, Peter, technology is the key to small businesses creating and dominating new markets in terms of the tools, not in terms of the mindset. You still got to get your mind around it, but the technology tools are there, aren't they?
Technology tools are there, and how we use them really matters.
Yeah. Peter, well said, well done today. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for listening.
It's always a pleasure. The website, Peter's website, is Creating and Dominating New Markets, or Meyer Group, MeyerGroup.com. Thanks, Peter. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.